Oh, what? Or did
my bad.
Yeah, nice, nice. Okay. Hi, I'm Stacy. I'm an alcoholic. I'm originally from Bay City, Michigan. I'm currently in St. Louis, Missouri. My sobriety date is September 19th, 2011. The only person who has a job title is Cynthia. She's our prayer chair. Everybody else is just kind of doing this deal. So we're all co-chairs. I want to say we're all co-chairs. So and it's been fabulous working with these people. So we're connected with the speakers. We are hosting the speakers. We're just kind of putting on this Zoom conference. And really, I just want to give a shout out to Mike and Paula, who spoke yesterday, because without them, we wouldn't know what we're doing. So thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Stacy. Next up, we have Ashley.
Hey, guys. My name is Ashley Patzner, and I am an alcoholic. My sobriety date is December the 13th of 2017. I live in Bismarck, North Dakota. My home group is a Bismarck Three Legacies group. We meet here in Bismarck on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. if you guys are ever around. I'm super excited to be involved in WIPA and to just be here with all you guys today. I do have to step away for a little bit, but I will be back soon.
Thank you, Ashley. Next up, we have our prayer chair, Cynthia.
Thanks, Mark.
Yay, Cynthia, killed it.
Thank you, Stacy, my biggest cheerleader. Appreciate you. Cynthia, alcoholic from Toronto, Canada. My sobriety date is February 7th, 2015. My home group is both The Hill and Corktown. I am very grateful to be a part of this committee as the only Canadian. They have all been so incredibly welcoming to me. And this conference has been incredible. I'm really just really grateful to be a part of it. So thank you for having me.
Thank you, Cynthia. Next, we have Kylie from Denver, Colorado. Who might be MIA right now.
Yeah, I think she had to go somewhere.
Kylie from Denver, Colorado. She's going to be sharing her story with us later. So we're very excited to hear that. We put our names in a hat and drew, and her name was gifted to us. So we get to hear her story later. So you'll hear a little bit more about that. Next, we have Mike, who is definitely totally crucial to this. Mike, do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Mike, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Mike.
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, in the middle of USA. I'm like 15 minutes from the Arch, and what an honor to watch these people. I reached out to Mark and Stacy and see if they wanted to do a two-day event, and they were overwhelmed, so they put a one-day event on, and I got sit back and watch them do it, and it blew me away, so I gave them 2 days, and look what they've done. It's an honor to be a part of this and just sit back and watch them do it. No, I really didn't have a voice in this. I let them do everything and let them have their own voice. And it's amazing. The biggest thing I got to do is draw two names out of the hat. And I can't thank our prayer chair either. I mean, it's been amazing to listen to your prayers that you pulled out of the hat. And I can't thank you guys enough. And I'll shut up with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And next we have Bunny, who's been our tech guru behind the scenes, giving you some of the crucial information in the chat room. Bunny?
I think she might have had to go too. I would like to say too that all of us are still working. So we're doing this and we're all I think we all still have jobs.
So shout out to Bunny. She's been amazing this entire past 2 days. So I'm really grateful for her. And I guess that leaves with me. I'm Mark. I'm an alcoholic. I'm grateful to be alive and sober to the grace of God, this program, and you guys that I am. My sobriety date is August 1st, 2016. That's the day my new life began. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor who has a sponsor. And my home group is the Saturday Night Live group in Cadillac, Michigan. I was asked to help out on a couple of conferences. Mike reached out to me, Stacy, and Ashley, and this just kind of exploded into such an incredible 2-day event. So grateful to be a part of. It, you know, when I first got into Alcoholics Anonymous, my case was different. And today I get to be one amongst many, and that's truly amazing. With that, we do have about 10 minutes left with till our next speaker. Our next speaker is going to be Deb H. from Memphis, Tennessee. Again, I want to thank Pat O. From Fullerton, Colorado, Fullerton, California, for speaking on Steps 10. Deb's going to be sharing with us Step 11. She's from Memphis, Tennessee. And then after that, we have Beth H. from Cary, North Carolina, speaking to us on Step 12. And then later, we do have a sobriety countdown, and then our main speaker, Kylie H. from Denver, Colorado. If you like what you've heard so far, you can check out all of these speakers at recoverytapers.com, and it starts at recording number 239. We do practice the seventh tradition. The seventh tradition states that every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions.